We continue with Mishnah Berurah. Amud Yomi Hilchos Tefila Simin Kuf Dalet Shelo LaHafzik B'Tefila Sif Aleph. Vo Yafzik B'Tefila. Someone should not stop in the middle of Shmona Esrei. Afilu Melech Yisrael Shal B'Shloma Lo Yishiv. Even if the king asks him, says hello to him, should not respond during Shmona Esrei. Aval Melech Ove Geulim. But if it's a non-Jewish king, Imetzrol Olakater. If you can cut down your Shmona Esrei, meaning says the Mishnah Berurah, that you just the Shulchan Aruch explains the Hainu Sheyomar Tchila HaBracha V'Sofa Kodem Sheyagia Eilav, that you should just say the first part of the bracha and the end of each bracha before the king gets to him. Then Yikatzer, you should cut down. Oh, Im Efshar Lo Sheyata Min Aderech Yata Vo Yafzik B'Diba. Or if you could go to the side so that you don't end up getting to him, then you should do that as well. But if you have no other option and he speaks to you, so then you'd be allowed to respond because you're afraid that he's going to kill you. Anytime you're afraid that you're going to be killed, so then it would be permissible for you to stop davening in order to respond. Pikuach nefesh would be docha even this situation. The Mishnah Berurah over here gives a couple of situations that are not pikuach nefesh where you're allowed to be mafsik. First, the Mishnah Berurah says that, forget about speaking, afilu b'remiza ba'alma asar, even just motioning or something like that, you're not supposed to do during Shmona Esrei, unless, as the Mishnah Berurah, there is a baby who is crying, then you could motion to the baby to stop crying. And if that doesn't work, then you could even walk away with the baby so that the baby will not distract you from your Shmona Esrei anymore. Just don't speak. It is better not to speak in order to not be mafsik with speaking in the middle of Shmona Esrei. We already saw these halachas earlier, that if a sefer falls on the floor, you'd be allowed to bend over in the middle of Shmona Esrei to pick it up if it bothers you that the sefer is on the floor. And if you're davening by heart and you realize that you're not sure what you should be saying now, you'd be allowed to walk in the middle of Shmona Esrei to go get a sitter or to go get a sefer, even to look up the din. And some say that if you can't figure out the din by looking it up, you'd even be allowed to ask somebody else what the halacha is. That's the conclusion of the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Beis, that he says tzarich im, whether you'd be allowed to ask, and he thinks that it will be mutter even to ask. So when it comes to remiza, when it comes to motioning, we said that you'd be allowed to motion if something is distracting you in the davening, such as a child, you'd be allowed to try and motion to stop the child, or even to walk out with the child, just don't speak, don't say shh, 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 stop talking, stop making noise. Some say you'd be allowed to say nu, 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 or something like that, just a noise. That's what the Kaf HaChaim says, that if motioning doesn't work, you can make a noise to get him to stop, but not to speak during your Shmona Esrei. If it's distracting everybody else, then the father would stop in the middle of Shmona Esrei and walk out with the child and continue outside. If a child is asking the father, he's not sure what he's supposed to be saying, and it's bothering the father's not able to concentrate on his Shmona Esrei, then he'd be allowed to show him where it is. It would appear that just as you're allowed to stop a child from making noise, so too, if you're davening somewhere and somebody's bothering you in the talking and you feel that it's appropriate to stop, to tell the person to stop talking, you'd be allowed to motion to them as well to stop talking. The Mishnah Berurah gives one more example. If there's somebody who's davening Shmona Esrei and the tzibur is waiting for him to finish in order to start Chazaras HaShatz and he doesn't want them to wait anymore, then he'd be allowed to motion to them as well to start Chazaras HaShatz. The Mishnah Berurah later on actually says that if he doesn't want a motion, he can even take his 3 steps back in the middle of Shmona Esrei just to get them to start and then continue Shmona Esrei from there. So these would be the situations where you'd be allowed to stop. But for Hefsed Mamon, if it's just going to cause a loss of money, you would not be able to stop Shmona Esrei. Siv Beis, Haya Mispala B'derech Uba Behema Okaron Kenegdo, if you were davening on the way and an animal comes in your way, or a caravan comes in your way, Yatim and Aderech Velo Yafsik, you can move to the side, but don't stop davening. Of being an acher, in Latzis Imkoma, Shigmar Tfilaso. But if any other situation, you should not move away from where you were davening Shmona Esrei, Elim Kenu B'tachanun Shalchar Tfil, unless you're saying the extra bakashos. Mishnah Berurah says, even though it's a sakana, because you're afraid that the animal is going to hit you, still, since you can be saved without speaking, you shouldn't speak. You should just move to the side. Instead, don't say to the animal, hey, watch out. Don't say to the caravan, hey, watch out, or anything like that. This would be the only situation you'd be allowed to move your feet. If you're in danger, you'd be allowed to spread your feet. So says the Mishnah Berurah, those chazanim who on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, when they do the korim, when they bow down, that they move in order to bow down, he says this is problematic. You should just have a shtender in front of you and then move the shtender away in order to bow down. If there was no shtender there, then it sounds like later on you would be allowed to rely on the taz that walking is not considered a hefsek as long as you're not speaking. Another situation where walking comes up in the Milah Shmoneh Esrei is if you're standing in front of where the Kohanim are going to Duchen and you want to move back to be able to get the bracha of the Kohanim, Rav Moshe seems to be so sure himself whether it's permissible to walk back in order to be behind the Kohanim or not. Siv Gimel, afilu nachash karach al akeva lo yafsik, even if there's a snake on your leg, you should not move, you should not be mafsik. Mishnah Berurah says, what does it mean not to be mafsik? It doesn't mean not to move, it means not to stop to speak, to tell someone else, hey, get this snake off of me, or something like that. All the hefsik that we're talking about is in terms of speaking. But walking would be allowed in this case, because walking is not considered to be a hefsek if there is a tzorech for it. That's why we said you can walk away, move out of the way if an animal is coming or a caravan is coming. So the same thing is true if a snake is on your leg. That's what the Ramah says, that's what you'd be able to walk away so that the snake falls off. But if it's a scorpion, you'd be allowed to speak, because that's a lot more dangerous, so you'd be allowed to speak. So too, if it's a snake that you think is dangerous, then you'd be allowed to stop and tell someone, hey, get this off of me. Rav Yashav points out that nowadays, a snake is as scary to us as a scorpion or any other dangerous animal. So therefore, he thinks that maybe the din should change nowadays, and if you found yourself in a situation, you'd be allowed to be mafsik and say, hey, somebody help, somebody help. Probably doesn't come up too often. Sif Dalid, Imra Shor Ba Kenegdo, Posik. If there is an ox coming your way, you'd be allowed to, a bull coming your way, you'd be allowed to stop. Shemarchikim Mishor Tam, Chamishim Amos, Umi Muad Melo Einav. Because you're allowed to move away from these animals, because it's dangerous. But it's an animal that's known not to be dangerous, so then you'd be wouldn't be allowed to move away.